From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Utah's statewide snowpack is at a record low. It's part of a snow drought that's gripping much of the West this winter. KUER's David Kondos has more on why that's bad for more than just skiers.
Utah is around halfway through its typical snow season, and it's not looking good. John Meyer is assistant state climatologist with the Utah Climate Center.
This year, we've had almost half of the state's high elevation snowpack measuring stations that are running at record low conditions. So this is not an isolated concern. This is all over the state.
That's bad news for the state's reservoirs, which are already running a deficit from last year. Without much snow to melt this spring, there would be less water to replenish the state's supply. Snow drought can also hurt the plants and animals that rely on desert streams. Celine Hawkins is Colorado River Program Director with conservation group The Nature Conservancy.
Fish, wildlife, ecosystems, riparian-dependent species that are in the Colorado River, we can expect that they all might be having a hard time in the 2026 year.
The timing is also bad for the Colorado River negotiations, raising the pressure as Utah and six other states fight over how to split the shrinking but vital river. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is pledging support for the 2034 Winter Olympics in Utah. It made the announcement in Milan this morning ahead of the games there. The 2034 organizing committee says the church has already made a very significant donation, but didn't disclose how much. Sean Douglas is a member of the church's presiding bishopric. He says the church will also allow the games to use some of its property and provide people to help.
A great portion of our members in Utah who will volunteer have served and lived in nearly every part of the world. They have immersed themselves in the world's diverse cultures, from where the Olympians, spectators, and their families will come from.
The volunteers will speak a variety of languages because of the church's global missionary program. The church gave a lot of support the last time the Olympics came to Utah in 2002. The 2034 organizing committee says the church's help is, quote, vital to our success. In other Olympics news, six Utahns are running in the Olympic torch relay ahead of Friday's opening ceremony at the Milan Cortina Games. Four of them are members of wealthy Utah families whose foundations donated $20 million toward the 2034 Winter Olympics. That includes Gail Miller, who will run with the torch Thursday. The fifth person is connected to the Daniels Fund, which also committed $20 million to a fundraising initiative called Podium 34. And Fraser Bullock will carry the torch, too. He's president and executive chair of the 2034 Organizing Committee. Bullock will run a leg of the relay Friday alongside hosts of future games. Utah has low reading scores, but a small town elementary school in central Utah has managed to improve third grade scores by 20%. Mona Elementary tracks every student's progress throughout the year instead of just at the end. And the school can move students between classes for reading instruction. For example, a third grader reading at a first grade level will spend some time in that classroom. The school also got the community involved and made videos to help parents. But the Salt Lake Tribune reports some experts worry Mona's success will be hard to replicate without more money and training. Utah State University has launched a center aimed at improving the state's rural economy. It has new programs to address unemployment, high-speed internet access, and workforce development. The USU Center for Rural Economic Development and Emerging Technologies will serve as a statewide hub for efforts to make that happen. That includes providing job training for in-demand industries, access to computers and the internet, and business support. The goal is to diversify rural economies and boost tech innovation in those areas. You're listening to KUER News.